Over the last several days, the FBI, in cooperation with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, conducted its 7th cross-country sweep to help stop child sex trafficking. The FBI worked with local police agencies and helped recover victims who have been forced into prostitution and made arrests. About 50 different task forces participated. KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports.
In Washington state, 8 local cities were involved, including Seattle, Everett, and Tacoma. 3 child victims were found, and 9 people were arrested. All are suspected of crimes involving abuse of a minor. Ein Dietrich with the FBI in Seattle says the FBI does this to get a snapshot of how the problem looks across the country. And also,
we're sending a message to pimps saying that the FBI nationwide, we're working together with our partners. We are dedicated to stopping your criminal activity. And we're trying to let those child victims out there really feel our presence and know that we are making an effort to reach them and try to show them a different path for themselves out of this cycle of abuse.
We took a close look at the FBI numbers since those sweeps began in 2008. Turns out Seattle often comes out high. In 5 out of 7 sweeps, Seattle had more kids recovered than in Vegas or in Los Angeles, where underage victims getting forced into prostitution is a real problem. Dietrich says you can't use the sweeps to compare one city to another.
We're not looking at the exact same resources. We have 3 task forces here just on Western Washington's area, and I'm not sure how many task forces there might be in any other given division. They could have less of them, and so that's just less officers out there available to be doing the arrests.
Either way, child sex trafficking is a problem in all the cities involved. Since the cross-country sweeps began, Dietrich says more than 2,700 juveniles have been recovered out of prostitution, not just in the sweeps, but as part of the combined efforts of local police with the FBI. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.